This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The nation's second largest newspaper company, Knight Ridder, is being sold to a rival publisher. The McClatchy Company announced today it will pay about $4.5 billion in cash and stock. McClatchy will also assume about $2 billion in Knight Ridder debt and intends to sell some of the newspapers it's just acquired. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik has been covering this story, and he joins me now. And David, let's get behind the numbers in the deal. How did it get to this point?
Well, Knight Ridder is one of the most storied media companies in the country. It's owned some of the most prestigious and proud regional newspapers around, the Miami Herald, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the San Jose Mercury News. These are papers that have a reputation for brash, hard-hitting journalism, interesting storytelling. They set the standard in many ways. But they've been afflicted, particularly at their larger papers, by some of the same things besetting the newspaper industry as a whole. You have decline in income from classified ads, you've had sharp drops in circulation, and they've come under real pressure from investors to keep their profit margins even higher than they are and to also lift their share price. One of their largest investors, even after they'd done a series of just wrenching and very deep cuts last year throughout their major newsrooms, their largest investor said, it's not good enough. In November, he said, we want you to solicit bids for a sale. And a couple other of the large institutional investors followed him up. Knight Ridder really didn't have much choice.
Is it all bad news then, David, for Knight Ridder and I guess for those reading its newspapers?
No, it's not all bad news. In fact, McClatchy is a company that's very well respected within the journalistic community. It runs quality newspapers at Sacramento Bee, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the Raleigh News and Observer. And they're expected to maintain that high caliber of journalism at their new regional newspapers. In addition, it's something of an endorsement of the financial underpinnings in some way of old-fashioned media. They're acquiring a bunch of new daily and weekly newspapers, and they've always been very careful to make sure to please Wall Street. They've always made sure to keep their profit margins considerable. So in that sense, it would seem to offer some good news given the wrenching times that these have been for people in Knight Ridder itself.
So let's get back to the fact that McClatchy has already announced that it will sell some key Knight Ridder holdings.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's a major caveat to the relief felt to people in Knight Ridder. McClatchy announced this morning that they intend to sell off 12 Knight Ridder newspapers, including some of the most famous ones, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the San Jose Mercury News. In addition, McClatchy owns the Minneapolis Star Tribune. By acquiring the St. Paul Pioneer Press, it may trigger antitrust concerns, and so it's going to sell the St. Paul paper as well. So some of these large papers will have to go. And there are a couple of possible suitors. The Newspaper Guild of America represents workers in 9 Knight Ridder papers. They've attracted investors who will want to help them purchase it. In addition, Dean Singleton, the CEO of Media News, has kicked the tires at some of the larger papers in St. Paul, San Jose, and Philadelphia. He's interested as well.
David, thanks.
Good to join you.
That's NPR's media correspondent, David Folkenflik. Again, Knight Ridder, the nation's second largest newspaper company, has agreed to be sold to rival publisher, the McClatchy Company, for about $4.5 billion in cash and stock.